Hi, I'm Sharon Pearson with the 7 Jamaican and Caribbean news items you may have missed for the week ending June 5th, 2020. These news items are brought to you by Jamaicans.com. This week's news: Jamaica to reopen its borders for international travel on June 15th. Jamaica will be reopening its borders to international travel on Monday, June 15th. The decision was made by Jamaica's Tourism Minister, Edmund Bartlett, in a letter from the Ministry of Tourism to stakeholders in the industry. Visitors to Jamaica will not be required to take a virus pretest or quarantine. The Jamaican borders were closed on March 24th in an attempt to flatten the curve of the coronavirus disease, COVID-19. The borders were open on June 1st for the repatriation of Jamaican nationals. Jamaican Minister Shahini Robinson dies at 68. Jamaican Labour and Social Security Minister Shahini Robinson died from cancer on May 29th, 2020. In 2018, it was reported that Robinson confirmed her cancer diagnosis after doing tests overseas. Robinson, who had been the Member of Parliament for St. Anne Northeast since 2001, was appointed Minister of Labour and Social Security in March 2016 following the Jamaica Labour Party's election victory. Minister Robinson died at her home in St. Anne. This week's Caribbean news: Barbados schools to reopen June 8th. The Barbados Ministry of Education, Technological and Vocational Training, METVT, said it had been granted permission for secondary schools to reopen. METVT ministry officials said secondary schools are reopening to allow students to complete their Caribbean Examination Council, or CXC, school-based assessments and international assessments for Caribbean vocational qualifications. Protocols were devised by the government for the safe reopening and shared with all schools on the island.
It's time you started hydrating right with Grace Coconut Water. It's a refreshing wave of cool hydration in every sip. No sugar added. Grab one today and drink in the benefits. Hydrate right with Grace Coconut Water.
Are you ready to reach the world with your event, business, or product? This weekly news summary is syndicated to over 60 radio stations worldwide. We invite you to become a sponsor today. Contact us at news@jamaicans.com. This week's diaspora news: Jamaican Canadian lawyer appointed a judge of the Superior Court of Justice of Ontario. Attorney Audrey P.C. Ramsey has been appointed as a judge to the Superior Court of Justice of Ontario, Canada. A lifetime member of the Canadian Association of Black Lawyers, she fills the position vacated by Justice G. Zutrin, who was elected a supernumerary judge in January of 2020. Prior to her appointment as a judge, Ramsey was an attorney at Bluin Dunn LLP, a firm she joined in 2015. This week's business news: Jamaicans return to work. Many Jamaicans returned to work on June 1st as the island's work-from-home order expired on May 31st. Companies are required to follow new safety protocols, including social distancing and sanitizing, to ensure the safety of their employees. Jamaican Health and Wellness Minister Dr. Christopher Tufton cautioned against becoming complacent as he handed out over 3,000 free KN95 masks to individuals in Halfway Tree this week. Now for this week's arts and entertainment news. Jamaican celebrities and sports stars joined social media blackout protest. This past Tuesday, Sean Paul, Beanie Man, Morgan Heritage, Cecile, Popcorn, Elaine, Minister Marion Hall, Jamila Falak, Diana King, Spice, Shelly-Ann Fraser-Pryce, Scatter Burrell, Romaine Virgo, Tanya Stevens, Taurus Riley, Asafa Powell, and Shen Seer were amongst entertainers worldwide posting black boxes on their social media pages. The act was a show of solidarity with the Black Lives Matter movement and the current protests against the May 25th killing of George Floyd by police in Minnesota. The Black Tuesday initiative, which is alternately called hashtag The Show Must Be Paused, was spearheaded by American music executives Jamila Thomas and Brianna Ejimang. This week's sports news. Elaine Thompson expresses her feelings on postponement of the Tokyo Games. Elaine Thompson, in a recent virtual forum, expressed that she was disappointed with the postponement of the Tokyo Olympic Games. However, she also sees it as an opportunity to fully heal from injuries. Thompson's performance at last year's World Championships in Qatar was hampered by an Achilles tendon injury. The reigning Olympic 100-meter and 200-meter champion is looking forward to defending her title at the Tokyo Games in 2021. Thank you for listening to the Jamaica Weekly News Summary, brought to you by Jamaicans.com. You can listen to this podcast again at Jamaicans.com. We invite you to become a Weekly News Summary sponsor. Contact us at news@jamaicans.com. I'm Sharon Pearson, and you can listen to me on Fridays at midday at Turn It Up Radio, on Saturday mornings from 11 a.m. to midday at theenglishconnectionmedia.com, and on Sundays between the hours of 6 and 9 p.m. at e2onair.com for The Conduit Show with Peter G. Remember, the word is power, and there is power in the word.